And other side effects from these new drugs?
Remarkably very little. So the major issue is yeast infections, vaginal yeast infections in women. It's about 1 in 10 women will have a vaginal yeast infection on these drugs generally in the first couple of months. And about 1 in 10 of those would have a second episode. They're not very happy. And 1 in 10 of those would have a third episode. But that's, you know, now we're talking about 1 in 1,000 people really would have recurrent episodes. So in the grand scheme of things, not a lot of trouble. Some people, because they do have to pee more as a result of losing the sugar through the urine, are bothered by having to get up at night more than they did before. And, you know, so if you're getting up twice a night, you might find getting up 3 times a night to be really annoying. But in general, most people tolerate it very well.
How much weight on average do people lose once they start taking these drugs?
It varies, but in general, I tell people 3 to 5 pounds on average. Some people lose 20 or 30 pounds.
Really?
And the amount of sugar that you lose in the urine is in part dependent on how high your blood sugar is, but also on how good your kidney function is. So younger, healthier patients in general may lose a bit more weight than older people with more advanced kidney disease.
And how low does the blood pressure drop? And is it a significant drop in blood pressure?
In most people, it's pretty modest, you know, 3 to 5 millimeters of mercury.
So it's an osmotic diuresis is what's occurring here.
Exactly.